This is Discovery with a K.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome back to a new month on another special or favorites of Discovery with a K. That sounded not right.
We get the gist of it.
Yeah. So we're back again with a very much a recap of favorite releases, and this time is April 2023. So This month was very special for me.
Yes.
I had so much music from my favorite artists coming out that honestly I was living life. It was amazing. I'm gonna fangirl big time in this episode, just to let you know, because it was amazing. For me, it was incredible. Okay. So, as usual, we're going to start with K-pop. Then we're going to dive into hip-hop, R&B, and Ilse's Indie Children.
Yes. Why does that sound so weird?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Because a lot of them, I probably double age.
Well... Yeah.
Okay, let's start. And I want to start with A-Pink. So A-Pink released their 10th mini album, Self. And there's so much music diversity in these releases. It's like bop after bop. And I just love them, you know. I like that they keep like their spark and they keep going on and releasing amazing music even after like this is their 10th mini album. It's been like so many years since they debuted. Like a solid second gen group that's still there, standing strong.
Yeah, well, I'm a bit worried because I think 3 or 4 of the members announced that they're canceling their contracts and signing with new agencies. So, you know, I kind of hope...
Okay, there is this new trend where members don't sign the contracts with the agencies. However, though, they buy the name rights. So I think that might be enough because we've seen that before. We saw it with...
Well, or it's a Mamamoo situation where a couple of members change labels, but they stay a group.
Yeah.
That's, you know, so I kind of hope it's that situation.
Honestly, I am loving how progressive K-pop is getting. Now you don't... You can't leave a label and then just be on your own and still be part of a group. We're loving this. There is no more breakups, rough moments for fans. I am loving this. From a second generation fan that's seeing a lot going on.
Yeah.
A lot happened.
Yeah.
So, the title track D&D is like very bright. It's a very fresh song. And it's just a synth pop bop. Loved it. And as usual, A-Pink harmonies, they just hit hard.
Amazing, yeah.
Yes, I loved the fits and colors of the music video. They were a bit retro, but at the same time cinematic. And then everyone had like their own concept. And I just loved it. It was like super pretty. And I want to recommend from this mini album, Wicha, because it's like R&B and pop mixed. And me, myself, and I, because it's pure vocals. And I loved it.
Nice.
Next up, we have NCT Mark and his single Golden Hour. Another NCT Labop. Love Mark. Cutie Pie. Also, if you haven't checked our review for the Dream Show in Berlin, go and check it out. Because I was there and I lived my best life there.
Bucket list moment.
Yes, ticked. Absolutely. So this time, Mark came back again with a single, I Will Golden Hour, which is completely opposite to Child, his previous solo song. Opposite ends, honestly, the diversity. And the origin story of this single is kind of funny because it comes from the scrambled egg or the fried egg meme.
Oh, with Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, it comes from that. Honestly, hilarious. But we got an amazing pop out of it. So
true,
living
true.
Fred and the inner jokes of the end city. It's amazing.
I mean, inspiration hits at the oddest times, I suppose.
The music video for this single is actually really cool. Very intense colors. And Mark, honestly, he goes off. He goes like the full, you know, swag, which is kind of cute as well. Love the single. Got an hour gone. Listen to it if you haven't. Amazing song. I want to talk about Lee Chaeyoung and Over the Moon. So, hear me out. I am very impressed with her solo music.
Yeah.
Okay? Very, very impressed. Also, she's had already over 1 million streams, monthly streams on Spotify.
Wow. for a solo artist. That's kind of
very impressive.
Nice.
Very impressive, honestly. This mini album, absolutely amazing. The title track Knock is such a bop. It's so catchy. It's so catchy. And I really liked her tone in this release. Something interesting about this song is that when you hear it carefully, it's like her vocals were put in front of all the other melodies and the arrangement. So it pops mm-hmm. out slightly higher than the rest of the...
Oh.
It's a very interesting...
Okay, mix. I'll have to re-listen it to it with headphones.
Yes, it was just super cool. Maybe that was just my perception, but I was like, why do I feel like her voice is higher than the rest?
Uh-huh.
You know, but I think maybe...
Intrigued.
Yes. I want to recommend I Don't Wanna Know because it's a party anthem. It's like EDM. It's like go and club with this single.
Nice.
Love clubbing, hit the dance floor. That's the vibe I got. Fantastic. We are going with probably one of my favorite releases of the month. It's NCT Doja Jung Perfume. New subunit. This trio, love them to bits.
It was a very big month for NCT.
Yeah. Yes, they've been busy. So this subunit, I wasn't sure what was going to happen with them, but it is very R&B vocal driven.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I am absolutely obsessed with this album. I have it on repeat still, and it's so beautiful. And the vocals, it's interesting because you have Do Young, who has such a wide range, and he can go high, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So then you have Yehyeon with a bit more of like depth, still a strong vocalist but depth, and then you have Jungkook, which is kind of in the middle. He's got like a more like lower tone, more serious, which is strange because of his personality, so bubbly, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like such an interesting mix. So I love mm-hmm. how the three of them kind of like get together into one single song.
It's definitely an interesting mesh of vocal colors.
Yes. It is. It absolutely is. I am obsessed with every single song in this album.
Not surprised.
Yes. However, I want to recommend Strawberry Sunday because it just has a special place in my heart. It is groovy. The lyrics are just super cute and the vocals are amazing. The title track Perfume, it's such an easy listen and I understood why it was made a title track. This single allows every single member to like have the moment. Mm-hmm, which is amazing, mm-hmm, and with large groups like NCT or NCT 127, it is quite hard to see a member having so many lines, unless you're like Tael or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Or you're the main rapper, like Tael or Mark. But I was very, very impressed. I heard a new Jungkook, I knew like a lot of more vocals from him, which was honestly lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So Perfume, lovely. This subunit, I love them. That's it. I'm getting so much content these days. Not long ago, I think they released the video of the recording of this, the full recording process for all the singles. The vocals were insane. Honestly,
nice.
The raw vocal was amazing.
Are you adding it to your NCT collection?
Yes. I am waiting until it comes to my local, a music store.
Yeah,
but it's not here yet. I've been on the hunt for a while, which I'm going to rant this for two seconds. 17's latest album was first in the shop that this one, and this one was before.
Well, maybe your local music store is a 17's then, you know?
I think it's more about distribution, and I'm going to rant about SM not doing the distribution well. Anyways, moving on. Mm-hmm. One of my like OGs, Taeyang, he released his second mini album, Down to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I love him. You guys don't know how much I love Big Bang members in general, but Taeyang and G-Dragon, love them. Okay, so cute. So Down to Earth is a solid release. Taeyang decided to cover every single front with this release. It's kind of funny because he gets quite diverse, and in mm-hmm. the previous one he went more like R&B ballad route, you know?
Yeah, like his white album.
Yes. Mm-hmm. White Night. Yes, I think mm-hmm. it was White mm-hmm. Night. So we get like trap and R&B with Sean. I think it's pronounced Sean, I'm not sure.
Sean, shoo! I don't know.
Featuring Blackpink's Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional singing with the title track Seed, because that he can sing, we know this. And also the music video is super pretty, very minimalistic. It's all about the feelings. And he goes in with his feels. Love it.
Yeah.
We get soul from the 70s with Reason, which honestly, ooh, so interesting. And even a touch of funk with inspiration. He's a legend, okay? And I'm calling him the Super Samba now, because he's basically the role model for so many idols.
True. Definitely.
Yes. Last on my list for K-pop is Woods. I'm gonna call Oli or Oli. O-O-L-I.
All I can think of now is Ali London. I'm sorry.
I think it's that.
No, but definitely not.
Woods did it again. And we both, mm-hmm, were both Woods buyers. I really like
that
him.
That we are.
Yes. I literally collect his albums. That's how obsessed I am. And he, again, another masterpiece. And this time he makes a few genres, but he stayed very much on brand. Okay? I was very surprised with new additions, but very much on brand. So the title track Journey is just beautiful. It's a pop rock single with beautiful instrumentals. Woods is just amazing in this song. And there's like a choir addition there, which honestly breathtaking, so beautiful to listen to. And we both love choirs in songs for some reason.
That we do. That we're suckers for that.
Yes. So this release overall has a bit of a rock, grunge, a super cool mix of music. And it's a non-skip, to be honest. I love Woods.
True.
He's really good at what he does. And his music is just so good.
One track, I think it's Bust or like Burst.
Yes.
It's, oh my god, the guitars in that track go, oh.
I know.
I'm loving this trend with all the heavy guitars in the instrumentation.
There is a moment is happening with guitars and like acoustic instruments.
Love it. Love it so much.
Yeah, I'm like, well, hello, you know. So that was me for K-pop. Tell me about you.
So I have a couple.
Yes.
Kind of overlapping pop and hip hop is August D with D-Day. Literally, that was so awesome. Such an amazing album. I particularly like Ha featuring J-Hope because it's like drill rap.
Yeah.
And it goes hard. And I just love the combination of the two of them.
Yeah.
And then I also really, really liked Snooze featuring Woosung from The Rose.
Yes.
And the late composer Ryuichi Sakamoto. It just, that just goes right for the throat.
It's so beautiful. I think I listened to the live version of it and it's just so beautiful.
It's so stunning, literally. I had like an emotional moment when I heard that for the first time.
Yes, yes, yes.
I also, of course, want to recommend the title track, Higgum, because it goes hard and the music video is brilliant and so well done. And it's just a vibe, you know. So if you haven't listened to it yet, please do.
I still have to listen to the full album, but I've listened to a couple of songs here and there and honestly really good.
It's very, 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 very nice.
Mm.
On a completely different note, I want to share Dream Notes.
Okay.
With their single album Secondary Page. Their title track Lemonade is just so fun and summery and catchy.
The summer songs are coming.
Yes, they are. It's a bit early. Well, it was early when this came out, yeah, but yeah, now yeah, it's fine. But it's like super fun and I just love it a lot. It's a bit EDM-ish.
Mm.
But it has a great build up and the chorus is just super catchy. And I kind of hope this blows up for them.
Okay.
You know? Next up, we have Dom with his single Dear My Light.
Yes.
This is his first single under the new record label. And it's just, I feel like this Dom is like more acoustic than we've seen in his previous releases, and maybe a bit more true to himself.
Yes, also he's in a new phase of life, I suppose. So it makes sense, and I loved how sentimental this single was.
Yeah, it's very emotional, very raw, very intimate. Yes. And I think that's also partly because of the minimalistic instrumentation.
Yeah.
Because it's very much just like acoustic guitar and then just his like singing vocals. And it's just, it's so beautiful and touching.
I know.
And just, you know.
Yeah.
Boy's heartbroken.
I know. Honestly, just tears, just cry with them. That song is so beautiful. Also, I love that he's having a momentum with it. I'm like, yes, boy, people like sad stuff.
Just yeah. We're all just depressed.
Blame the economy. Okay.
Yeah. Next up are the boys from Ensign. This is their pre-debut mini album, so they haven't officially debuted yet.
That's so interesting. I've seen a couple of pre-debut mini albums, like, how does that work? So you're releasing a new mini album, a debut mini album?
Girl, if I know, I'm no clue.
These as a mini album? Honestly, so confusing.
Yeah. So their title track is Salty, and it's just very fun, very playful, very catchy. They're under N.CH Entertainment.
Yeah.
And honestly, I have high hopes for them now because Salty is a bop.
Nice.
So, you know, I'm very intrigued to keep following them. Speaking of another boy group.
Yeah.
We have, of course, the boys from 17 with their 10th mini album, FML, or otherwise known as Fuck My Life.
Surprised with that title, I'm not gonna lie.
At first they were like, it's for like fear, something something, love. And I was like, are they sure? But then the first track on the album is literally Fuck My Life. So I was like, okay.
I feel like they are washing it. I mean.
I honestly don't know how they keep doing it, but they're doing it. Like, this is a great mini album. All the tracks are amazing. Okay, so hear me out.
Yeah.
Fire.
Love. Obsess.
The Bomb.
Yes.
It's so good. I've been jamming to this in my car.
Same. Not in my car, walking, no. But, but I am obsessed. It's just so good. But honestly, it sounds so good.
It's straight up fire, you know? Honestly, it's just so good. It's catchy. It has like these amazing rap verses and then the sound bits of like the fire. Amazing. I also wanted to emphasize the track I Don't Understand, But I Love You.
Wow, rock. With these titles. Woozy. Okay, hear me out.
Yeah, but this came, I think this was from like a VLive or whatever it was. And a fan commented like, I don't understand, but I love you. And Hoshi was like, wait, hang on, this is so poetic. This could be a song title. And now X amount of months later, here they are.
So this song was written by Hoshi or by Woozy?
I think they both have writing credits on it.
Ooh, I just love how the members are getting involved. Love it. Love it.
Exactly. I haven't really searched for it yet, but I can't wait to see like their dance performance to it because this is the performance unit.
Ooh.
So, I'm curious. Also, I was surprised because this is very like rock ballad and not like EDM dance.
So
moment.
Oh, so we're gonna get a bit of maybe a contemporary dance with this.
I know. I'm so stoked for that. Oh, the last one for the pop section, and it's kind of on the intersection as well, is Xenary Heroes with their mini album Deadlock.
Yes.
Literally, they are my new Day 6 obsession. Like, so I love them.
They really did it. JYP really did it.
Girl, I don't know how he keeps doing it, but my god. It's so, literally, all their mini albums are so freaking good.
I need to get more into X and Our Heroes, honestly.
Please do, so we can obsess about it together. So their title track is freaking bad.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute bop. But I also want to share Man in the Box because it is dramatic as hell and so much fun, and I'm here for it.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, now with that, we're wrapping up K-pop then.
Yes.
Let's go into hip-hop and R&B. And mm-hmm. this month, I have plenty of releases, but I'm going to share my highlights, my personal highlights, okay?
That's fair. That's what this is about.
I am going to talk about Heize and her single Vingle Vingle, because, oh my god, that's new Heize, honestly. A new Heize, never seen anything like that.
It's so cool. It's yeah.
So cool. Very lovely, very EDM and trendy. I'm like, Heize, oh my goodness.
You know? Yeah, girl.
Yeah. Honestly, it's a club banger, and it's a new side of her that I very much like, because we love Heize. We know her as a balladist, as an R&B singer,
mm-hmm.
but an absolute, like, bop, pop-up, like, EDM right up to the club.
This is, yeah.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yes, and this is my personal note on it. We need more hype for this song, because it's really good, and there was not enough hype about it, and it was so good. Even the music video was stunning.
Guess what has to be the hype women here?
Go and listen to Heize's Bingo Bingo.
Let's put it on TikTok.
Next up, I want to talk about George, or Georgie, with his album FRR. Honestly, total non-skip. Love this album so much. So the features include Fama, Big Naughty, Kim Isle, and many more.
Mm,
I lovely. Would like to recommend Think Too Much, TTM, because it's smooth and jazz. It's like all those cool jazz meets modern R&B. And it's just so beautiful.
Nice.
Other two songs I want to recommend is FRR, which is the title of the album, and So Much, because they're both a few of the solo singles he has in this album. A lot of the songs are mostly features.
Mm-hmm.
And these are just a few of the solo singles he has, and they're both so beautifully done. It's like the flow, the instrumentation, the soul, all of it is just so well done. So go and listen to those two.
Can I ask a dumb question? What does FRR stand for?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I missed it in the Melon description, but I think George is one of those ones that just don't add a lot of Melon descriptions.
He's not alone. Sadly.
Yes. Next up, it's a crew I discovered that I should have known before. So it's the Alchemy crew. There is a few hip-hop artists, but this time I'm talking about Swings, Jimbo, Inje, and Yoondae-hee with the single Sweat. Love this. Also, this you will love this too. So this song is fantastic, very groovy, and it's got like an old school swag.
Nice.
Love that. Also, the girls, they look so hot in that music video. They look amazing. Amazing. The vocals are super cool. The rapping is amazing. You have like Swings there, and he, you know, he brings the old school hip hop.
Mm-hmm. That he does.
And side note again, Inje, Adehi, Queens. That's it.
True. Stand by that.
We move on with Cookie and Diff. Yeah. So this EP, honestly, a vibe.
Nice.
I really wanted to write about it, but I just didn't have the time to review this album. It's so good. So, so good. The title track, Buck, it includes the Mommies beat.
Like Jay Park?
Yes, Mommies.
Jay Park's Mommies?
Yeah. So you know that bum, that beat?
That's amazing.
Yeah, includes that beat. And you know that Mommies is such a well-known song. Such a well-known song. That for me was like, what is happening? What are you doing, Cookie? You know, it was quite shocking. But it was confusing at the beginning, but he completely changed the vibe of this beat.
Mm-hmm.
And just made it his, because the beat was in loop.
Uh-huh.
And then he dropped like the vocals, but the vocals were like hip-hop slash a touch of reggaeton, if you know what I mean. It was just such an odd mix that he absolutely slayed. Amazing. It was so good.
I might just check that out.
Yes, it's really good, actually. I loved it. I want to recommend from this EP, D.O.D., featuring Flicky Bang and Blaze. And to anyone who is into hip-hop, Blaze and Flicky Bang, this goes hard. And that's it. And I love it for that.
Mm-hmm.
Last, I want to recommend Spray. He is a producer that I just found. He's been in the industry for a hot minute, by the way, but you know how it goes. He released the album Reaching Out, and I was missing out so much. Okay. from this release, I want to recommend Jenjong featuring Kugi, BH1, and Puff Daddy. And this combo, they're just very hard hip hop, go off kind of thing, and literally they do go off and hard. I also want to recommend Mic Check with Lila Mars, because Lila Mars and Spray, what a mix. So we get old school beats with an addition of instrumentals on top that are very much Lila Mars style instrumentals.
Oh,
so beautifully done. It's just so cool.
Consider me intrigued.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And last, I want to recommend Saturday with Hoodie, because it's just so beautiful. It's soft R&B with a very delicate instrumentation, and everything melts so flawlessly with her tone of voice.
Oh, nice.
So, honestly, go and check his Sprite, people. He's amazing. He's so good. We're all missing out. Anyway, that's me.
What is his like tag?
I actually didn't hear a tag.
If it's not from like a spray bottle,
what would he's that wrong. Joke, man?
Okay, but that okay. Can you imagine how iconic that would be?
No, I can like see that
spray,
but also looking kind of cheesy.
I know, but wouldn't that be so fun if he did that?
Oh my goodness!
I'd be so here for it. Nice. Okay, let's go to my indie children. So let's start off with Jonghyun and his EP Mirage. This is like a very soft indie folk rock situation. His title track Isle of Flowers has these like beautiful guitar sections, and his vocals are very like a bit on the lower side.
Yeah.
And it creates just this like very warm, intimate atmosphere. I also wanted to recommend the single Ash, because it's a moment. And it's just so nice to listen to. Like, it's awesome.
Nice.
Next up, I want to recommend... Okay, hear me out. So her name is 4 O's. So
I have the same issue.
It's like cap, O, small O, cap, O, small O. So I'm like, is it ooh? Or is it just ooh?
We had this discussion a few months ago. Because R&B indie, the name is interesting. I'm not gonna lie. And I'm honestly, no idea. And the thing is that no, there's not even a Korean option. Because I was like, okay, let's read the Korean option, but not even that.
I didn't even check that. She released the single Fantasy, and it's a beautiful single. She has great vocals. It's very like synthy for instrumentation. The music video kind of gave me like LGBTQ vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an LGBTQ shaped hole in your heart, like, just go watch that music video. And the next indie release I wanted to recommend is kind of on the intersection of like indie hip hop.
Yes. Nook. Yes. I listened to that album actually.
I am obsessed. Literally. So I saw the music video for Exquisite Corpse plus Origin.
Yeah.
So aesthetic. So nice. But so I was looking up Exquisite Corpse, right? Because I was like, that's an interesting title. Like, what does it stand for?
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually a surrealist drawing style from France.
Oh.
But it's also like a writing style where you... you have like a couple of people,
yeah,
right? So one person writes a sentence, then covers a part of that sentence, and then the next person has to create a sentence with the words that are shown.
Okay.
So it's kind of like this hodgepodge of like different sentences that might not make any sense because you're working with only like parts of the information.
Oh.
And I thought that was so cool. So that was kind of
interesting.
Yeah, that was kind of incorporated in Exquisite Corpse, and it's only like, I think, 48 seconds long. So it's very much like an intro of the album.
Okay.
But it was such, I don't know, I found it so original that it kind of like pushed me to listen to more of the album because I was like, okay, what is this? You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I wanted to recommend a couple of songs of that. I wanted to recommend Bang because it's a jazz hip hop experience. And yes. I wanted to recommend Fring for an intense cathartic guitar buildup. And then I wanted to recommend The Entirety of a Moment for a great acoustic guitar moment and very like raw rapping.
Yeah.
It's just a wonderful album.
It is a very, I think I added a couple of the songs from that album into one of our, the hip hop playlist actually, or Mon by Mon hip hop playlist. And I think I added The Eternity of a Moment and The Third Glow, if I'm not wrong. Because then those two, I was like, oh.
Right? I know.
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
This is the rapper in the spotlights were the
moments.
So I'm just saying. Next up, we're going back to my regular indie releases with Kim Gyol, who released the single Why Would I, which again has like this beautiful ballad sound, very nice vocals, very warm sound. The next release is the full album by Yoon Ji Young, and she just doesn't miss. she literally, I don't know how she does it, but she keeps like reinventing herself within certain like boundaries that she's working in.
Yeah,
like her sound always stays very fresh, even though it's mostly like rock and like bits of like folk and indie rock. But it just always stays like very refreshing to listen to her music.
Nice.
So it's very cool. The album title is called In My Garden. And I wanted to share a couple of songs that I really enjoyed. I was thinking of writing an album review for this, but I literally didn't have the time. So
yeah, same.
My goodness. There's I Dreamt About You Last Night, which is a lovely folk track. The violins are very like plucky.
Okay.
And like just the string section in general is amazing. The next single is You Have to Trust Me, which is very quirky and like a bit more upbeat, and I absolutely love that. The last single I want to recommend is Prayer, which was a pre-release. I am obsessed with the strings, and it's the instrumentation is so lovely. Like if you add this as an OST somewhere,
yeah.
It's like such a romantic, grand gesture moment.
Oh, nice.
You know? It's honestly so here for it. The next release I wanted to share is one we both love. It's by Luca Minor.
Yes.
Remember the Rainy Day in Paris?
Yeah, yeah, obsessed. Yeah. Obsessed. Yeah.
He released the new song, Nuance.
Ooh, I didn't see that in Madden. I have to check that.
I love. It's
that's another such very much underestimated artist.
Definitely, 100%. Watch me write an indie pic about him. Actually, I should add that to the list. it's very like romantic, but like old school romantic jazz, and it's
It's like I love coming him. Straight from a movie, you know, something you would expect, like yes. from a movie. And then yes. it's the scenery, and then that's the background. It's like the ideal of a romance evening or day or
it's
whatever.
Like you're running through the rain, and you bump into a person, and you lock eyes, and the rain stops, and the sun starts shining, and there's like birds flying. that kind of moment.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The last single I want to share is Change by Cacophony.
Yeah.
As you all know, I'm literally obsessed by her.
Yeah.
So this, I love it so much. It's very like ethereal, but I think this single is interesting because it has like different sections.
Yeah.
Within the song itself.
Oh.
Yeah. So it feels very like sectioned, but it does not feel like incohesive. It still very much feels like a song, but there's like pauses and different instrumentation. And it's like the song has different chapters, which makes the music video, which is like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like animation kind of style.
Yeah.
With like a caterpillar. And it's so beautiful and brilliant and so refreshing because I feel like I haven't seen and heard anything like that in a while. So I was very happy with this.
Well, Cacophony, she always comes out with something that is absolutely new, out of the box, and you're like, what is this?
Yeah, I know. I just love her music so much.
Yeah, I think she might be going on tour soon, so let's see that.
Yeah, she asked on Twitter, like, which venue should I come to? And I was like, Madeleine in Brussels, please.
Well, you're trying.
Yeah. So fingers crossed for that.
Yeah. So with that, we're wrapping up our April favorites episode, guys. We have written a few of these reviews at thekmail.com, so you can check that there. And yeah, we'll see you next month with a lot of music recommendations or personal favorites. And to listen to a lot of these, go to our Spotify playlist because we added a lot of these into those ones. And yeah, this is a wrap for April's favorites of Discovery with a K. Bye-bye.
Bye.